KD Country 94 weather.
Touchdown, Becker Autos and Trailers. Okay, not really, but you will be a real winner when you shop with Becker RV in Beloit. The biggest sale of the year has been extended, and we don't want you to miss out. We are down to the last million of closeouts on our new Keystones and our used vehicle and camper inventory that must go during this sale. Come see us in our over 10 acres of inventory to save and become a Becker VIP. Becker Autos and Trailers, Camper Supercenter in Beloit, online at BeckerAutos.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 47. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, lows around 38. High of 48 tomorrow, clear skies. High of 59 Wednesday, under sunny skies. 47 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 45.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A Kansas grade school forced an 8-year-old Native American boy to cut off his hair after he grew it out for cultural reasons, the American Civil Liberties Union said. In a letter sent Friday, the ACLU demanded that the Girard School District rescind a policy at the elementary school that bars long hair for boys, alleging it violates state and federal laws. The boy, who is a member of the Wyandotte Nation, attended an annual tribal gathering geared toward children over the summer. He saw many men with long hair and was inspired to adopt the common cultural practice of cutting hair only when mourning the loss of a loved one, according to the ACLU. But in August, school officials told him that he needed to cut his hair to comply with the dress code. His mother went to the school in September and explained that he grew out his hair for cultural reasons and offered to show documentation of his tribal affiliation. The ACLU said she was told there were no exemptions. The assistant principal then emailed the mother on a Friday telling her she had until the following Monday to get her son's hair cut or he would be sent home. Unable to reach the superintendent, she cut her son's hair over that September weekend, convinced it was the only way to keep him in school, but she said it caused him distress because it violated his spiritual tradition. The superintendent, Todd Ferguson, said in an email that he can't discuss individual students, families, or employees because of confidentiality laws, but he added that the Board of Education would review the dress code policy during a December meeting. Nothing matters more than creating a safe, respectful, and caring school for every student, he said. The ACLU's letter said the nation's history of multifaceted efforts to separate Native American children from their families and tribes and to deny them their rights of culture and religious expression makes this particularly problematic, and noted that Native American children often had their hair cut when they were placed in boarding schools, which systematically abused students to assimilate them into white society. The letter said there is no legitimate reason for imposing the requirement, noting that girls are allowed to have long hair. The policy also promotes rigid views of gender norms and roles, the letter said. Girard has a population of around 2,500 and is located 115 miles south of Kansas City. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location, Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. Check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Angel Tree Program, a cooperative effort of the Beloit Ministerial Association and First Bank of Beloit, is now underway. Interested donors may select an angel from the tree located at the First Bank of Beloit to provide children under the age of 18 still attending school from qualifying families with gifts of clothing and toys and a holiday meal food box from the food pantry for the holidays. Gift purchases should be returned to First Bank by December the 8th. Gifts will be distributed by BMA members and representatives of St. John's High School and Beloit High School student councils. Please keep checking the Angel Tree until December 8th in the event new angels are added. A presentation titled Fentanyl, the Facts will be held Tuesday, tomorrow evening, November 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Osborne High School Auditorium in Osborne. The presentation will feature Tony Matavia, director of the KBI and local law enforcement medical personnel. Topics will include the effect of fentanyl on the body, the prevalence of fentanyl in North Central Kansas, and how to protect yourself and your loved ones from fentanyl. This is a free event for everyone to attend. Medicare open enrollment continues tomorrow, Tuesday, November 21st, at the Beloit Senior Center. Call 738-5802 to make your appointment. Brenda Langdon, K-State Research and Extension, Family Resource Management Extension Agent and Senior Health Insurance Counselor of Kansas from the Post Rock District Osborne office, will be on hand by appointment to answer your questions and walk you through the process of enrollment. And it is Christmas in Mankato coming up this Friday at the Commercial Street in City Park. Schedule events, shopping from 3 to 5:30, movie at the Ute at 4 o'clock, and there'll be a food court at 5:30, free lighted carriage rides, North Pole Post Office 5:30, 6 o'clock, the reading of Polar Express, 6:30, Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive, stocking stroll, and then at 7:45, Santa Serenade to Park for Mankato Christmas tree lighting, taking place this Friday, Christmas in Mankato. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Pressure coming. Pass to the end zone. It is intercepted. Marquise Siegel. And Kansas taking a chance in the red zone, going for it on a 4th and 5. They pay the price with their third turnover. But it's official. Kansas State keeps their Big 12 title hopes alive, and they remain in control, a stranglehold on this rivalry.
K-State with their 15th straight win over Kansas in the Sunflower Showdown on Saturday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. State football championships are set. We have a look at college hoops and the Chiefs back on the field in Monday Night Football. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school state football, the 3A state championship will be Cheney versus Topeka Hayden. Cheney trailed Andale 24-0 early Friday, but came back and scored the next 28 for the 28-24 win. Topeka Hayden dominated Holton 42-14. Class 2A state title will have Nemaha Central against Hoisington as the Thunder beat Sabetha 17-7. Hoisington beat Norton 30-21. In 1A, Jefferson County North over Pittsburgh Colgan 20-13. Conway Springs beat Medicine Lodge 34-19. Jefferson County North will face Conway Springs in the state title game. In 8-man Division 1, Linden over Caraperville 52-6. Wichita County beat El Saline 64-28. Linden against Wichita County and Newton coming up on Saturday. And in 8-man Division 2, it'll be Axtell against South Central. The Axtell Eagles with their 38th straight win, a 52-6 win over Frankfort Friday night. South Central won over Victoria 42-20. And in 6-man, Tescott saw their season come to a close Friday night with a 52-6 loss to Cunningham. Cunningham will face Shilin in the championship game. Shilin beat Ashland 66-27. Full playoff brackets can be found at ncksports.com. Well, as heard moments ago, the Kansas State football team in the Sunflower Showdown battle picking up a 31-27 win over number 25 KU on Saturday night in Lawrence. The win was the 15th straight in the series for the Wildcats. Number 21 K-State needed just 5 plays and a minute 16 to take a 7-0 lead on an 11-yard touchdown pass from Will Howard to Ben Sennett. After each team punted, momentum turned to Kansas. Devin Neal capped the first quarter scoring and started the second with touchdown runs of 36 and 9 yards. But on the second touchdown, momentum went back to K-State when Lawrence native Keenan Garber returned a blocked extra point for 2 points for the Wildcats. K-State scored in 8 plays on the ensuing drive with an 11-yard pass from Howard to Keegan Johnson to go up 16-13. KU responded with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Cole Ballard to Lawrence Arnold to put the Jayhawks up 20-16 at half. On the first play of the second half, Ballard connected with Mason Fairchild on a 59-yard pass to the K-State 6. 2 plays later, Neal ran in his third touchdown to put the Jayhawks 27-16 lead in place. KU wouldn't score the rest of the way, though. With 6:35 left in the third, DJ Giddens got K-State within 27-24 on a 1-yard touchdown run. After both teams threw interceptions, KU muffed a punt early in the fourth, which was turned into a 15-yard touchdown run by Will Howard 6 plays later to put K-State up 31-27. KU's last chance came on a 4th and 5 at the K-State 11 with Marquise Siegel intercepted Ballard in the end zone. K-State followed with 3 first downs and a victory formation. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on gutting out the road win.
resolve, toughness, battling for your brothers. That was a good football team we beat in a really good environment, and we knew we were going to get their best shot, and I think we did get their best shot. And for a while, it didn't look very good. We were struggling to slow them down on defense. Give them credit. I thought they did some good things, but we hung in there.
Neil had a big game for Kansas with 138 yards and the three scores rushing. KU coach Lance Leipold on closing the gap with K-State.
You know, it was a great crowd, great atmosphere, environment. I'm proud of our football team because, you know, I think the gap's really closed, and but not enough tonight.
K-State's now 8-3, 6-2 in the Big 12, keeping their chances alive for a Big 12 championship game berth. KU dropped to 7-4 and 4-4 in the conference. For more stats, visit kstatesports.com or kuathletics.com. Elsewhere in the Big 12, number 14 Oklahoma won 31-24 at BYU to keep their Big 12 championship hopes alive. Number 23 Oklahoma State got down early but came back for a 43-31 at Houston to stay alive as well. West Virginia won 42-21 over Cincinnati. TCU beat Baylor 42-17, and Texas Tech held on for a 24-23 win over UCF. In the Big Ten, despite jumping out to a 14-0 lead after the first quarter, Nebraska faltered again in their attempt to gain a sixth win and bowl eligibility. Wisconsin took a 17-14 lead midway through the third. The Huskers got a field goal from Tristan Alvano with 4 seconds left to force overtime, but couldn't match Wisconsin's score in OT in the 24-17 loss. Nebraska is now 5-6 overall and 3-5 in the Big Ten. They wrap up the season on Friday at 11 o'clock at home against Iowa. All the top five teams that entered the weekend undefeated stayed that way, moving to 11-0 across the board. Number one, Georgia, rolled to a 38-10 win over 18th-ranked Tennessee. Number two, Ohio State, crushed Minnesota 37-3. Number three, Michigan, beat Maryland 31-24. Number four, Florida State, beat Northern Alabama 58-13, but lost quarterback Jordan Travis late in the first quarter with a leg injury. In the premier matchup of the weekend, number five, Washington, held on to beat number 11, Oregon State, 22-20. Full weekend scores are at NCAA.com. When college hoops, number one Kansas back at it tonight in the opening game of the Maui Invitational. The Jayhawks are 3-0. They'll face the host school Chaminade this evening. Catch KU and Chaminade on KD Country 94 tonight. Pregame at 7:30. Tip-off set for around 8 o'clock in Honolulu. On Saturday, the KU women moved to 2-1 with a 70-61 win at Kansas City. The Jayhawks led 23-8 after one. On their way to the victory, Samaya Nichols led four Jayhawks in double figures with 17 points. On Sunday in men's hoops, K-State lost the championship game of the Bahamas Championship to Miami 91-83. The Wildcats scored 55 points in the second half, but still fell by 8. Former Wildcat Nigel Pack went off for 28 points, including 7 of 12 from 3 for the Hurricanes. Cam Carter led K-State with 28 points in the loss. The Wildcats are now 3-2 on the season. On the women's side, K-State followed up their big win at Iowa earlier in the week with another win over a Big Ten team. The Wildcats handled Wisconsin 75-57 at Bramlage Coliseum Sunday afternoon. Ayoka Lee led four players in double figures with 20 points for K-State. They're now 4-0 on the season. And finally, sports in the NFL, Week 11 rolls on. For a look at Sunday's scores, visit NFL.com. The Chiefs are back on the field after having a bye last week. Kansas City 7-2, facing the 8-1 Eagles in a rematch of Super Bowl 57. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on tonight's matchup.
I wouldn't say there's much difference. Those receivers are still playing good. Their quarterback's a good football player, as is the running back. So a little bit different, but they've got good players in those spots. So.
Kick on for the Eagles and Chiefs at 7:15 tonight. Catch pregame coverage on Z96.3 through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network at 6 o'clock. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northstill, Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.